Come on, if you are grateful forever, shout hallelujah. Woo! Oh my, oh my, my, my. Grateful forever. Grateful forever. Who is the happiest person in this church today? I'm not seeing that. If you are the happiest person, I need to see it. I don't just want to think it. I want to see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grateful forever. Grateful forever. Grateful forever. Come on, somebody help me shout hallelujah to our living God. Grateful forever. Come on, somebody praise Him like you know He alone deserves the glory and the praise. Praise Him forever. Praise Him forever. Hallelujah. My. Woo! My. Thank you, Jesus. Satan is losing his mind already. Because when he thought you should be crying, and when he thought you should be hiding, and when he thought you should be covering your face, here you are in the city of Zion, lifting up your holy hands, shouting the praise of the Father and the praise of the Master. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. Woo. Woo. We bless you, Lord. Glory to God. All right, go ahead and be seated. Let's get into the Word of God today. Woo! Thank God for Mr. Emmanuel David, who made it in from Chicago to come bless us again today. Hallelujah. We're excited, always excited to have him. What a man of God. We love him. Hallelujah. We love you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of our celebration today. Glory to God. You are a representation of so many people all around the world, in different nations of the world, that are celebrating abundant life today. We're truly excited over everything that the Lord has done for us. This is only the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says it's taking us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. We are super excited about what is ahead. We are not playing. We are more focused today than we have ever been. We are more sold out today than we have ever been. So thank you for being a part of our celebration. Thank you for coming from far and near. The Lord will remember you and the Lord will honor you. And those of you that are joining us today, some of you are there in real time. Some of you are going to log in much later afterwards to celebrate with us. We've already got messages today, people celebrating with us from far and near. Thank you. The Lord will remember you and the Lord will honor you in Jesus' mighty name. I'm super excited to minister this message today and to declare the counsel of God in this season. This message that the Lord has given me that I have titled, Power is Changing Hands. Look at your neighbor, tell them, power is changing hands. You don't sound like you are convinced. Say it again, say, power is changing hands. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, laugh just a little bit. This is, you know, we started this laughter last week Sunday. Let's just laugh a little bit. Let's just laugh a little bit. Let's just laugh a little bit. Somebody say, Pastor, what are you laughing about? Everything. Everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The Bible says in Psalm 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, watch this now, the Lord has done great things for them. So if they ask you, what are you laughing about? Say, the Lord has done great things for us. Oh, my, the Lord has done great things for us. Come on, let me hear somebody laugh. Come on, let me hear you laugh. Woo! The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. We are laughing because we are glad. Then he said in verse 4, Lord, you know, he said in verse 1, when the Lord turned the captivity, we were like them that dream. But then he said in verse 4, you turned it before, you will turn it again. You turned it before, you will turn it again. That means God is not done doing miracles in your life. I said, God is not done doing miracles in your life. The same power, the same anointing, the same supernatural force that visited you and changed your story many years ago is still working today. I said, still working today. That supernatural force is about to land in your home in a way like you have never experienced it. Let me hear somebody laugh about this. Come on, if you believe this, let me hear you laugh about this. Hallelujah. He said, you turned our captivity before, but then he said, turn it again now. What you did before, we want to see you do it again in greater dimension as the streams in the south. Then he said in verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap a harvest in joy. Some of you, when I told you to laugh last week, and when I tell you to laugh right through this service, for many of you, that laughter will be a laughter of sacrifice. In the natural, there may really be nothing for you to laugh about. In fact, in the natural, you may feel like crying. In fact, in the natural, you may be so troubled. You may be so concerned that laughter sounds like a strange word to you. But you will laugh as a part of your sacrifice. You will sow the seed of laughter. You will sow the seed of, you know, the seed is not only money. Seed is not only money. Yes, yeah, sometimes seed is money. Sometimes seed is material things that we give to honor the Lord. Today we decided we're going to, like Pastor Tinu said during the offering, you know, there's Thanksgiving service coming November 23rd. So that one is for, that's for family, for personal, all the things the Lord has done. But today today is Thanksgiving for Abundant Life International Church Commission. Amen. Celebrating 23 years. Amen. It's a miracle. Yes. It's a miracle. With footprints all over the world. It's a miracle. With paid staff all over the world. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. With partners all over this nation. That is a miracle. That is a miracle. So, you know, we say, well, yeah, there's Thanksgiving for family and personal. That's coming November 23rd. And we told you, bring your seed. Yes, so you have your seed. But we have to sow a seed today. And our seed is both laughter and money. We're sowing a seed. Everything. So for many of you, your seed is not money. Your seed today may be laughter. You may not come in with a Thanksgiving offering. That's fine. You come on November 23rd. But for many of you today, your seed is laughter. And I want you to sow that seed very well. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That seed of laughter, I want you to sow it so well that all of heaven, where Satan thinks you should be crying, I want him to see you laughing in this service today. And right through this month, this next month, every Every day when you wake up, just be laughing. Look for things to make you laugh. Just be laughing. And then receive the spirit of joy and praise. Laugh from the moment you get up till the moment you go to bed. Begin right now in this service. Make your seed a seed of laughter. Who's going to help me today? Make your seed a seed of laughter. Come on. Make your seed a seed of laughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, they that sow the seed of laughter in tears, they will reap in joy. He that goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his harvest with him. Your laughter will be converted to real laughter. Amen. You know, when you start out laughing, if it's a sacrifice, you have to do it by faith. So it may not flow too much at the beginning. But as you start and as you begin to laugh, before you know it, it begins to flow. That laughter begins to flow. You begin to laugh uncontrollably. You can't even understand why you are laughing. I was preaching last Sunday. When I started, I had my message. When I got to the pulpit, I started following the Holy Spirit. I started preaching a different message. Now, that message from last Sunday, I've saved it for eternal reasons. Because none of it was in my notes. I didn't plan it. I didn't prepare it. And I heard the things the Holy Spirit said, so I had to document it. In fact, I transcribed the message. I transcribed and I saved it for eternal reasons. And when I started laughing at the pulpit, I was laughing by faith. I started laughing by faith. So the laughter, because it was by faith, I was pushing it out. I was pushing out the laughter. But as I was hearing what the Holy Spirit was saying, the anointing for laughter started coming on me. During the message, as I was going, I started hearing jokes, real supernatural jokes that were making me laugh. I said, "This is funny." I said, "God, you are so funny." Like I remember saying, God made a promise to Sarah and to Abraham. It's in my message again today. I took it from last week. I put it here today. Now you see, we're coming there. God said to Sarah and to Abraham, "You have seed." They started counting. After the service last week, I went and I consulted with ChatGPT. I want to find out what's in the public sphere. Rich people use ChatGPT. Poor people, everybody uses it. I want to find out what's in the public sphere. God made a promise to Sarah for more than 24 years. They didn't see seed. Every time God said, "I'm going to give you seed. I'm going to give you seed. I'm going to." Finally, the last time God came, Sarah heard God, she started laughing. God said, "Sarah, why are you laughing?" And she said, "I didn't laugh." And before then, she and her husband said, "Let's help this God. Maybe he has made a promise he can't fulfill." Sometimes you make promise, you didn't think about it. This is one of the words, the anointing for laughter, supernatural laughter. I started while I was preaching. I said, sometimes you promise people money, and then you find that you check your account, you don't have the money. You say, "Yeah, paripa." Real anointing for laughter came in that service. Real anointing for laughter. But it didn't start from there. It started by faith. Sarah said, let's just help him, because this God, he maybe doesn't know what he's doing. But God will always have the last laugh. I'm here to tell you today, God will always have the last laugh. I don't care how many years. This is 23 years. I don't care how many years God has been telling you there's seed, there's seed, there's seed, there's seed, and you haven't seen seed. I'm here to let you know God's promises have no expiration date. The God who promised, he's coming at the time of life according to the word that he spoke. There is seed. Somebody shout it out loud. There is seed. Come on, shout it out loud. Say, there is seed. What a glorious service. What a glorious service. Power is changing hands. God said to the children of Israel through Samuel, their prophet, in 1 Samuel 3:11. He said, I will do a thing in the land of Israel that will cause the ears of people to tingle. He said, when they see what I do, their ears will tingle. You know what it means for your ears to tingle? That means there will be sensations. You don't understand this. People will hear it and even their ears will not be able to hold the information. God will do amazing in your life. Amen. I say God will do amazing in your life. Amen. In Luke chapter 5 verse 26, the Bible says God did some amazing things. The people started to say, we have seen strange things today. They were amazed and they started to say, we have seen strange things today. You will see strange things shortly. Amen. I say you will see strange things so shortly. Amen. I don't know who I'm preaching this message to, but you are too quiet. I say you are way too quiet. I need the spirit of aggressive praise. I need the spirit of faith that would take every word from the mouth of God as it is declared, that will say, that is my word. That is my word. I take it. I take it. I take it. Hallelujah. He said, put it up. Put it up for me. Luke 5:26. Put it up. He said that they were so amazed. Put it in the King James. I think this amplifier has too many words. So yeah, it's good, but you know, let's just, because I have too many things to do today. They were all amazed, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. God is going to show up in some ways in your life. When people look at you, they are going to say, we have seen strange things today. We have seen strange things today. I know he's already doing it. I know he's already doing it. Recently, just a few days ago, somebody said to me, that is amazing. They looked at something the Lord did. They said, that is just amazing. I said, yeah, that is, stood at attention. I said, yeah, that is amazing. And I stuck my hand in my pocket. I said, that is amazing. There are no words to describe. There's no, you can't explain that. I say, yeah, you are right. That is amazing. God will do amazing things in your life. I say, God will do amazing things in your life. Your family will gather together. They will say, hey, we have seen strange things today. They will say, we have seen strange things today. God will bring turnaround. I say, God will bring turnaround. That ground that seemed like it was not yielding, suddenly it will begin to yield fruit for you. Harvest will come out of nowhere. Heavens will be open over your life. There will be supernatural earthquake. I said there will be supernatural earthquake. Prison doors will open of their own accord. Shout hallelujah if you believe it. Through your aggressive praise, you will execute a transfer of power in this season. Amen. Through your aggressive praise, you will execute a transfer of power in this season. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, all these multitudes gathered against Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah. They were so overwhelmed, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. They were so overwhelmed. But they went and sought the Lord. And God said to them in verse 17, you don't need to fight in this battle. You don't need to be engaged in a physical fight in this battle. He told them that in verse 17. In verse 20, they rose up early in the morning. They went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. Hear me, all you inhabitants of Jerusalem. We named the baby Judah today. I said, we named the baby Judah today. He said, hear me. Hear me, all you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Hear me, abundant life. Hear me, abundant life. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he anointed and he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should begin to praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, they began to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment. This is verse 22. When they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. There was a transfer of power. And the children of Ammon and Joab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. And they began to slay and to destroy them. They were fighting one another. I said they were fighting one another. There was confusion in the camp of the enemy. This morning, even as I preach the word of God, even as I prophesy the word of God today, I declare to you, there is confusion in the camp of the enemy. I said, I declare to you, there is confusion in the camp of the enemy. There are weapons that have been fashioned against you. But I declare to you that those weapons will not prosper. I said, those weapons will not prosper. And every tongue that has risen up in judgment against you, God will help you condemn. Shout hallelujah if you believe. There were dead bodies all over the place. When Judah came, verse 24, when he came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they look unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth. None of them escape. I say, none of them escape. There's ridiculous embarrassment coming to every enemy that is set against you. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches. In this season, God will make you rich. I say, in this season, God will make real. He will make you rich. Money that you did not know you have. Money that you did not know you have is coming to you from unexpected places. I say, money you did not know you have is coming to you from unexpected places. Man is not your source. Why are you so focused on man? Your job is not your source. Why are you so focused on your job? Why are you limiting God by your job? Why are you limiting God by your job? Riches came. Riches. Precious jewels. It took them 3 days to gather the spoil. The Bible says it was so much. I'm going to verse 26. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraka. Put that up for me in the amplified version of the Bible. Put that verse, just that verse, verse 26. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka. There they blessed the Lord. So the name of the place is still called the Valley of Beraka, or the Valley of Blessings. Listen to this. Listen to this. This valley
was supposed to be a valley of brokenness. This was the valley where they were supposed to celebrate the breaking apart of the children of Judah and the children of Israel. But this valley of brokenness suddenly became a valley of blessing. There was a transfer of power. I said there was a transfer of power. I said there is a transfer of power. Your valley of brokenness is becoming your valley of blessing because there is a transfer of power. I said there is a transfer of power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your valley of brokenness will become your valley of blessing. Joseph said unto his brothers in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. He said, what you meant for evil, God turned it around. All the weapons you shot against me, every artillery you gathered together to shoot against me, to try to kill me, to try to derail my destiny. Joseph said, God turned it around. And he used it for good. God turned it around. And he used it for good. This is a season of turnaround for you. Every artillery that has been set against you to hurt you, to harm you, to cut you down, to stop you, to limit you, God is turning it around. It is working for your good. I say it is working for your good. God will do you good. I say God will do you good in this season. Somebody stand to your feet. Shake yourself up. Say, I feel the goodness of the Lord. No wonder the psalmist said, oh, test and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is. Shake yourself up. Say, I feel the goodness of the Lord. Shake yourself. Say, I feel Baraka. Everywhere I look, blessings. Everywhere I look, favor. Everywhere I look, miracle. Everywhere I look, amazing. Everywhere I look, laughter. Everywhere I look, shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Woo! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Look at it. Genesis verse 5, chapter 50, verse 20. Put that up for us real quick. Hallelujah. Genesis 50, verse 20. Sit down. Let's carry this on. He said, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. I'm here to declare to you on account of the word of the Lord, everything the enemy sent against you to pull apart your life. You know when those storms came, I love that song you guys sang, praise him song. There's no fear, I love it. Oh, glory to God, I love it. Oh, I love it. I'm going to mess you up now. Can you find that music? Just play it for a minute. Can you find it? I'm going to mess up your system. But that's good too. Can you find the music they use? Just, there's no fear. Someone said there's no fear. Everything that the enemy meant against you. You know, sometimes when the storms came, sometimes when the battles rage, when you did not know how you were going to come through, you didn't know how you were going to survive it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God was walking through his mighty army. I said, God was walking through his mighty army. You know what your job is? Your job is do not fear. Just stand there, begin to laugh. Just stand there, begin to laugh. Stand to your feet, laugh with me one more time. Just begin to laugh. Say, Satan, there is no fear here. There is no fear here. Just begin to laugh. Just begin to laugh. Just begin to laugh. Just begin to laugh. Hallelujah. Woo. 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 No fear here, Satan. No fear here, Satan. Just begin to laugh. The way you let him know that there is no fear is that you laugh. When he thinks he has thrown his worst weapon against you, you begin to laugh. You begin to laugh. You say, Satan, can you hear me now? You begin to laugh. There is no fear here. There is no fear here. Listen to me. The psalmist said in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies, even my foe, when they came up to eat up my flesh, even then I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. Shout it out loud. There is no fear here. Come on, let me hear you shout it out loud. Say, there is no fear here. Let me hear you shout it out loud. Say, there is no fear. I can't hear you. I can't hear you, abundant life. Come on, I can't hear you, abundant life. Say, there is no fear here. Hallelujah. Take the music off. Sit down. Hallelujah. Power is changing hands. I say, power is changing hands. There's a transfer of power happening in the heavenly realm, and it involves you. Let me say that one more time. There's a transfer of power in the heavenly realm, and it involves you. It is happening at two different levels. Number one, God himself is transferring his own power to you. Let me say that again. There's a transfer of power happening in the heavenly realm in this season, and it involves you. It is happening at two different levels. Number one, God himself is transferring his own power to you. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25. Let's read from verse 25. To whom then, God said, to whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. Verse 26. Lift up your eyes. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what you need to do, my friends. When you feel threatened. When you feel anxious. When it seems like the job may be taken away. When it feels like the stream of income may dry up. When it feels like that family may collapse. When it feels like that business may not prosper. When it feels like that ministry may die out. This is what you need to do. You need to lift up your eyes on high. He said, behold, who created these things that bring out their hosts by number? He calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one of them lacks anything. If you put, look at that in the Amplified, he said, not one of them lacks anything. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Not one of them. You know why? Because he said, I'm God. I'm still in charge. Contrary to what it may feel like to you sometimes, I'm still God. I said, I'm still God. I'm still sitting on my throne. Contrary to what it seems like to you sometimes, I'm still the God that answers prayers. I'm still the God that does the impossible. I'm still the God that walks in the affairs of men. I'm still the God who is the governor over the nations. When I say so, it is so. When I say so, it is so. When I say so, it is so. Lift up your eyes, he said. Oh, I love verse 27. Put that up for me in the Message translation. Why are you whining? Why are you complaining? Why would you ever complain, oh Jacob? Or whine, Israel? Why are you whining? Why are you joining the world acting like you have no God?
Hey, come on now.
Why are you taking on your lips the language of the heathen? Acting like you have no creator. Why are you whining? Why are you complaining? Your complaining just keeps drying up the wells that God has reserved for you. The more you complain, the more you lose power. Complaining is the opposite of praising. You can't do both at the same time. You can't complain and praise at the same time. You have only one mouth. Look at your neighbor. Say, do you have two mouths? You have only one. As long as you are complaining, you are not praising. It is praise that will execute the transfer of power. It is praise that will send confusion into the camp of your enemy. Why are you complaining? Ask your neighbor. So why are you complaining? Why do you keep whining? Enough of the whining. Enough. Slap them on the shoulder. Say, it's enough. Enough of the whining. When you come to church, you sing like everybody sings. When you come to church, you dance like everybody dances. When you go home, you start whining. Why are you whining? You have only one mouth. Why are you whining? Thank you. I can feel that spirit of laughter around here. I think I'll just stay here and preach a little bit. So, I'm feeling that spirit of laughter. It's somewhere around. It's coming somewhere around here. Why are you whining? You keep complaining. There's always a reason to complain. You complain a little. Somehow, God appeases you. You have a little happiness. Before we know it, 2 weeks later, you have started complaining again. You may have to check yourself. Maybe you have the spirit of complaining. We may have to deliver you from the spirit of complaining. Because some people, you know, they can't help it. They think, oh, okay, I got my breakthrough now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. All will be well. All, everything's fine. God, glory to God. Glory to God. Before they know it, 2 days later, they say, oh, I don't even understand all this. I don't get it. Then they start praying foolish prayers. When they should be praying prayers of faith, they'll be praying prayers of complaining. I don't even know why. I don't know why our bank account is always empty. We tithe. They say they should. If you tithe, God will rebuke the devourer. I've not seen any rebuke the devourer at the rebuke. How long will it take to rebook this? I want this devourer rebook. I want him rebook quick. Rebook this devourer, rebook it. Like one of our sisters several years ago, a few years ago, I don't know if you remember this, one of our deaconesses. She's her husband never used to go to church. He used to go to church, of course. Maybe I don't know whether she still goes now, but she's, you know. But one day she was sharing a testimony. She said they were in the house. She started hearing her husband say, I rebook you, Satan. I rebook you, Satan. I said, this man is rebooking Satan. He doesn't go to church. I think Satan was tormenting him. Satan was putting fire under you. He said, I rebuke you. Time to go to church. That's right. Go to church so that they can cast that devil out. Sometimes your own rebuke is not working. You need somebody to cast it out. Why are you whining? Say to your neighbor, no more whining. Say, I have complained the last time in my life ever. I will never again complain. Out of my mouth will flow rivers of praise to my maker. No more whining. No more complaining. I know some people out of true whining, they lost their mind. I know. I'm telling you real life story. I know some people today, the reason they lost their mind is because of the spirit of complaining. They complained and whined and whined. And you know, the more you complain and the more you whine, the more Satan will put things before you to help you complain more, to help you whine more. They complained, they whined, they complained, they whined until the presence of God left them. And then Satan took their mind. You are now on Wednesdays. We are studying how to renovate your mind and elevate your life. You can either renovate your mind and elevate your life, or you can allow the devil to desolate your mind and destroy your destiny. Every time they whine, every time, to the point where everybody's an enemy. You can't hear the last time I knew some of these people, it was hard to have them say thank you. When people have a hard time saying thank you, they have problems. They can always pick at the things you haven't done. They can always pick at some of the ways that they wish you did something, but you didn't do it. But they never see the things that you have done and that you are still doing that are making their lives better. They will never say, Pastor, thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice, for staying before the Lord to be a shepherd over me. They will never say it. Since I was under your covering, I know many people that I knew myself, who have come in and gone out. Many of them are in the wilderness today. Some of them have perished. But God has preserved me and my family. Amen. Pastor, thank you for being a covering over us. Amen. They will never say it. They will never ever say it. I know many who have been buried. I know many who have been buried. That could have been me. I know children that have been hurt and destroyed. Pastor, I remember how many times you come in here and you are anointing our children. You are blessing our children. They will never say it. They have the spirit of complaining. That's why God's presence has moved far away from them. Don't let those kind of people pray for you. Don't let them pray for you. If you have prayer points, don't tell them. Don't tell them your prayer point. Because the moment they start praying, God may shut the door. I say, I don't want to hear that anymore. He said, why are you complaining? Why are you always whining? The reason the river of life is drying up around you is because of your whining. When Paul and Silas were in the prison, they never complained once. They never complained once. Once. They did not whine once. They didn't say, I told you last week in that message. I said, they didn't even say, God, we are preaching your gospel. This is unfair what you are letting them do to us. And you are God in heaven. And you are letting them beat us like this. What are you doing, Lord? Why are you missing in action? They never said it one time. With their backs bleeding. Praise. 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 He said in verse 26, "Hast thou not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainted not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Look at the transfer of power. Look at the transfer of power. Verse 29. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength." He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." That's a transfer of power right there. That's a transfer of power right there. God himself is transferring his own power to you. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. God is giving you power in this moment. Come on. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God is giving you power in this moment. No matter how weak you feel, no matter how tired you feel, God is giving you power in this moment. Shout yes if you believe it. Shout yes if you believe it. Shout yes if you believe it. There's a transfer. Sit down. There's a transfer of power happening in the heavenly realm in this season, and it involves you. It's happening at two different levels. Number one, God himself is transferring his own power to you. Number two, God is transferring power, the power of the oppressor, and he's giving it to you. God is taking your place. He's changing your status. You are no longer the victim. You are now the victor. I say you are no longer the beggar. Now you are the giver. You are no longer the poor. Now you are the blessed. God is transferring the power of the oppressor and is giving it to you. Somebody say, "That's me." Somebody say, "That's me." That's me. 1 Samuel 2:7. 1 Samuel 2:7. Put it off real quick. 1 Samuel 2:7. Let's read this. God, let's read it from the King James. Thank you. Thank you, Maria. God bless you. I know you came prepared today because I'm walking you like a horse. Hallelujah. Look at that. "The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and he lifted up." Go to the next verse, verse 8. "He raises up the poor out of the dust, and he lifts up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them." He's raising the beggar up. That's you. I say, "That's you." I say, "That's you." Where you used to beg, God is making you a CEO. You are becoming a CEO. You are going to employ many people. You are going to pay salaries. I say you are going to pay salaries. God is making you one of the princes. I say God is making you one of the princes. Hallelujah. Somebody say, "That's me." Say, "I believe it." Say, "I receive it." Put up for me Isaiah 49 verse 26. Look at that verse 26 real quick. Isaiah 49. "I will feed the oppressor with their own blood." Put it up for me real quick. Isaiah 49 verse 26. Put it up real quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. "I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that the Lord, I the Lord, I'm your savior. I'm your redeemer. The mighty one of Jacob. Every oppressor that has oppressed you, I will feed them with their own blood. Everyone that has made you uncomfortable, I will smite them with discomfort. Everyone that has threatened your well-being, I will take their well-being away from them. There's a transfer of power happening. I said there's a transfer of power happening. You remember how it was? Let's do this real quickly because I got to move towards the end of this message. You remember how it was in the days of Israel? When they were in the land of Egypt. Right there from Exodus chapter 1 from verse 7. Hallelujah. Remember, there arose a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. Right? And suddenly, they started to torment. They started to afflict the children of Israel. In Exodus chapter 1 from verse 7, they started to afflict them. Hallelujah. In fact, in one verse there, I think it's verse 13. Put that up for us, please, on the King James. He says they made their life hard with rigor. They made their lives hard with rigor. Look at it. Thank you. The Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. Rigor. You can read the rest of it. You know that story. I got to move right along. In Exodus chapter 7, power changed hand. God took a deliverer out of the ones that they were enslaving. God said to Moses and to Aaron, see, I've made you today a God to Pharaoh. Now, those were the ones that were making them serve with rigor. Those were the ones that were tormenting them and afflicting them. God said today, notice, in chapter 1, they made them serve with rigor. After a full cycle of life, in chapter 7, God transferred power and making you a God. Finally, in chapter 14, after another cycle of life, the Bible says, the Red Sea encounter happened as the children of Israel were trying to get out of town with all the gold and all the silver. I said, power is changing hand. I said, power is changing hand. Riches are coming to you. Gold and silver are coming to you. I said, gold and silver are coming to you. Shita bababa. Repako zite deshi. Lekerika babashida. Lata niga varaka baba. Zete di de desh. Zekeria pabura di kasa. Lete deke boshita. Zete li baba. Can I say it? I think it was this past Friday. Somebody from Pastor Tinu's work called her. There's money you didn't know you have. There is money you didn't know you have. I'm making arrangements to get it to you. Amen. By Monday morning, it was not even two business days. By Monday morning, thousands of dollars showed up in that account. Amen. It was not salary. It was not salary. It was not salary. It was not connected to toil and labor. God woke that person up. Wherever the groups were. You have money you didn't know you have. I didn't say last year, Friday. I said this past Friday. Was it not this past Friday? 1 week ago. Yes, today is Sunday. The Friday before. By Monday, the following Monday, thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. I mean several thousands of dollars. And in the middle of not having, or just being stretched. You know, we're just stretched. We're just channels and conduits. We just send it all over the world, all over the world. I can tell you, more seed was sown leading up to that than in a long time. More seed out of nothing. Just sending it around the world. You say, Pastor, it works for you. It doesn't work for me. No. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. You think it's all talk. You are playing religion. When we talk about the power of giving, you say it has to be by my job. I have to work 3 jobs for me to have it. No. No. No, it's not. It's not so. It is not so. I said it is not so. I have to work 3 jobs. We went to Texas recently. This young man, God bless you, Uyi. I don't know if you guys are online or if you are whatever. He and his wife, Evangeline. You know, years ago, I went to minister in this, somewhere in Pennsylvania. Years ago. I've even forgotten myself. Suddenly, this brother, 2 years or so ago, last year or so, started hunting me around, came to Cleveland. He said, he needed to see me. I was out of state. He said, he needed to see me. And finally, we hooked up. He, you know, told me all these things God was doing in his life. We went to Texas to do another family event and another ministry event, whatever. It was not related, but, you know, since we were going to Houston, they were going to host us, took us around, blessed us, did everything, walked away. I put an envelope in my hands as he was taking Pastor Tino and I back to our hotel room. I didn't even look at him. I just prayed. I just prayed over him. I think Edie was with us too, actually. Yeah, you came from your room and I was telling you guys this thing. I just got there casually. Oh, I better check what's in the envelope. It's a check for $5,000. It was not even a part of the program. It was not even a part of the program. People say to me, oh, Pastor, it's the number of people in your church that will determine how well you do. You have no idea. You have no clue. Someone asked me one time, say, Pastor, all these missions around the world, how are you doing it? I say, it's God. I say, God funds the work. I say, God funds it. It's not based on the, thank God for the giving of God's people. That's very significant. God honors that. When we say things like this, sometimes, you know, we miss out on some very important things. Without the giving of God's people, the work isn't done. But I'm just saying to you, God uses the seed of the sower. He doesn't use the seed of the one who are sitting at home not sowing. God didn't say for us to be sending appeal letters to people. Please give. If you don't give, this ministry will die. It will never die. It can never. It's built on covenant. It can never die. It can never, ever die. Ever. Ever. It's going to keep going all over the world. All over the world. There is money you have that you don't know. And when we preach it, sometimes say, why does he teach so much on Wednesday? He never misses that Wednesday. Is always, I teach more on Wednesday than I teach on Sunday. You don't get it. That's where the power is. Is in the word. And I'm looking for people who will get that word all over the world. Because as they are getting that word will work in their lives. And as it is working in their life, wealth, increase, favor, it has to come. So that's why, until Jesus comes or until he calls me home, I'm never going to stop teaching on Wednesday. I will not. I will take break from time to time. I will never stop teaching. It's my most important service. That's where the teaching, that's where the word, to change your life. Amen. To change your life. Let me say, Pastor, but I've been serving God all these years. I haven't seen him. I don't know. Well, Maybe you are like Sarah. Your part of the message is coming. I'm not closed yet. I'm not done yet. Maybe your part of the message is coming. Because, you know, like I asked ChatGPT. For more than 25 years, for more than 24, Sarah asked, where is the seed? Where is the seed? So I asked ChatGPT. I said, ChatGPT, how long between when God promised Abraham and Sarah seed and when they got it? I'm way ahead, but let me go there because I think I'm going to have to wrap up this message very soon. My time is almost done. And it's amazing to me. Believers who carry Bible around, they don't know what ChatGPT knows. They carry a big Bible every day. They don't have the revelation that ChatGPT has. It's a simple question I asked him. Mr. ChatGPT, can you please tell me how long between when God promised Abraham and Sarah seed and when they got the seed? This was his answer. According to the Bible, so he said, Pastor, why don't you just preach on social events, preach on politics, preach on all these things during your messages? Why? Why would I? Is there power in any of that stuff?
No.
Prophets come, prophets go. Kings come, kings go. There are kings who come and they think they will be there forever. And you blink and they are done. They are gone. Look in the past. Look at the stories. Why would I waste my time with that? Our job is to pray for our kings, our leaders. We bless them. We pray for them. We bless them. God, give them your wisdom. Help them. Show them. Sometimes, you know, they do things and we're like, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound well. But we're not complainers. I don't complain. I don't know, but I don't whine. I don't complain. I don't whine. I praise. I go, that's not right, but thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord. Give them your wisdom. Have mercy on them. Sometimes they don't know what they are doing. They are just human beings. They just have mercy on them. Yes, pray for them. Whether it's red or blue, whether it's left or right, whoever it is, just pray for them. Because at that moment, they are God's instrument. Pray for your leaders. At that moment, they are God's instrument. But it's not my job to be making messages on politics, on what they are doing, and trying to make that revelation from heaven. It's not revelation. That's not revelation. This is what ChatGPT told me. According to the Bible, it took 25 years for Abraham and Sarah to receive their promised child, Isaac. Then, Mr. ChatGPT went a little in there. I didn't ask him for in there, but he went a little in there. He said, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, this is ChatGPT now. Some of you are carrying big Bibles. You don't know what ChatGPT knows. If I ask you this thing now, I need to pray in tongues. No, it's not. It's in the Bible. It's right there in that Bible you are carrying. This is ChatGPT. ChatGPT says, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, Abraham, then he put in bracket, who used to be called Abram. So this man knows a lot. I'm almost closing. I'm almost just have faith and have patience. I'm gonna wrap this. I have so much. I'm gonna just stop this so that we can close out this service. Almost 1:30. I gotta close this service. And just speak a blessing over abundant life. Speak a blessing over you and your families. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give some praise. Give some praise. Take communion. Let's close. It's almost 1:30. We got to close this. I have so much more, but you know, it's a long year. We're getting in there.
Amen.
I say we're getting in there.
Amen.
I'm so excited about it.
Amen.
This is our crossover.
Amen.
Crossover, takeover, makeover.
Amen.
So at day six of creation, going to day seven. I understand there's something really amazing amongst young people, middle schoolers, high schoolers. They get into a frenzy when they say the number 6-7. I hear it's a very big deal. These numbers, they make no sense. Have you guys heard about this? Has anybody heard about this? If you tell them, why are you going crazy over 6-7? They don't know. But when they say 6-7, they don't understand how prophetic that is. They have no idea how prophetic that is. If you ask them, what is this? This is nonsense. Teachers are upset about this. Then everybody says, what is this? Administrator, school, what is wrong with you? 6-7. I saw one, they said, somebody was ordering in one whether McDonald's or Wendy's or Chick-fil-A or somewhere. And they call order 67. Ah! All the children. Ah! But these are crossover. So ChatGPT broke it down further. He said in Genesis chapter 12 verse 4, Abraham, who used to be called Abram, was 75 years old when God first called him and made the promise that he would become a great nation. Then he said, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 5. This is ChatGPT, not preacher. This is ChatGPT. In Genesis chapter 21, verse 5, Abraham was now 100 years old when his son, Isaac, was born. So, this is ChatGPT's conclusion. So, from the time of the initial promise to the time of the fulfillment of Isaac's birth, 25 years had passed. I'm going to close. No matter what happens, God will have the last laugh. In Genesis 18, Sarah laughed. Say, maybe God has promised something he can't deliver. Maybe this is too much. Maybe he doesn't have the wherewithal to bring it to pass. But I'm here to tell you today, there is no expiration date on God's promise. Whatever God spoke to you, whatever God promised you, he has the wherewithal to bring it to pass. Amen. Just keep on laughing. Amen. Can you join me today? Just keep on laughing. Everybody stand to your feet. Just keep on laughing. Just keep on laughing. Come on, everybody. Begin to rejoice with singing, with laughing. Begin to celebrate God with laughing. Some of you are trying to push it. It's very hard, but just try by faith. I want to hear every soul laughing in this room before I close this service. Ha 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 ha
Some of you don't understand how supernaturally significant what we are doing at this moment is. Laughter and praise is the greatest expression of faith in a God who does not know what is impossible. Come on, laugh a little bit in the face of the devil. Come on, laugh at your enemy. Come on, laugh. Laugh. He thinks you should be crying. Just laugh a little bit more. Some say, Pastor, you people are acting crazy. Somebody laugh on behalf of abundant life. Somebody laugh on behalf of abundant life. Satan said, you are about to go out of business. Let's laugh, let's laugh. Satan said, that sickness is going to kill you. Let's laugh. He said your dream and your vision will not survive. He said you won't make it. He said to some of you, your children will never become anything useful. He said to some of you women, he said that your husband will never go anywhere useful. He said to some of you men, he said that woman you marry is so stubborn, she will never listen to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Would you help me lift up your hands to heaven? Praise the name of our God. Would you help me praise the name of our God? Help me praise the name of our God. Give him your highest praise. Give him your highest praise. Give him your highest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I speak over all your people today, wherever they are, far and near. The power of the heavenlies. The power of the heavenlies. The power that makes the victim a victor. The power that makes the oppressed a delivered. The power that makes a beggar a giver. I invoke on all your people today. Everyone under the sound of my voice. As they receive your word. As they release their faith. As they release their faith. I declare the blessing of heaven upon every family represented here. So many families connected to Abundant Life International Church Commission. This is just a representation. I speak over them wherever they are, all over this nation, all over the world. Those that have identified with this vision through the years, those that have served faithfully, those that have given, those that have helped in one way, shape, or form, those that have made sacrifices, wherever they are, it doesn't matter, Father, wherever they are all over the world, I invoke the blessing of heaven upon them today. In the name of Jesus, I use these ones that are standing in front of me as a point of contact. I invoke the blessing of heaven upon their families, upon all that concerns them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that the power of the God of the impossible, the power of the God who never knows impossibility, God will be made manifest in all of their lives in the name of Jesus. Some of them, Father God, are in the pit. Some of them are in need of rescuing. Some of them, Lord, are in need of elevation. Some of them are in need of promotion. Some of them are in need of deliverance. I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray for them. The peoples and the partners of Abundant Life, wherever they are today, remember them. Remember their seeds. Remember their services. Remember their sacrifices. Everyone that has ever given a cup of water to your servant. Everyone that has ever sown a seed into this vision that you breathed. Everyone that has ever spoken a good word. Everyone that has ever done well. Everyone that has ever helped in any way, shape, or form. Remember them today and bless them. Remember them today and bless them. I speak over this vision. I declare over you, the promised seed is coming into manifestation. You will carry that seed. You will manifest that seed. People will say about Abundant Life, we have seen strange things today. People will say about Abundant Life, God has done amazing things for them. God has done great things for them. No man, no wonder their mouths are filled with laughter. I speak over you, Abundant Life. You go into all the world. You thrive in every city, in every community, in every nation. You thrive. You thrive, Abundant Life. You thrive. I command the seed of this vision to break boundaries, to break limits in the name of Jesus. Shita kabahasa. I pray over the ministers and deacons and deaconesses, everyone that carries the ark of God in this vision. Whatever they do, whether they sing or they teach children or they teach youth or they do ushering or they take care of media or finances or God, whatever they do all across this globe, remember them today and bless them and their families. Let this be today. Let today be a memorial. Let today be a memorial in every life. In every life. In every life. Let today be a memorial. Let today be a memorial. Let today be a memorial. I pray for the pastors of Abundant Life. Every one of our pastors. Every one of our pastors. Those represented here today. Those here physically. Those not here. Those here with us in spirit. Those not here. That you remember them and their families. That you will bless them. That you will prosper them. You will cause heaven, Lord, to be open over them. Greater grace. Greater grace. Greater grace. To serve you more. To serve you more. To go forward with a focus. To go forward with a focus. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I bless and magnify your holy name. Magnify your holy name. I bless and magnify. Thank you, Father, for your covenant with this mission. This work will last until Jesus comes. We'll go from glory to glory to glory to glory. From grace to grace, strength to strength. We'll become everything you sent us to do on this earth. We will not dilute your mandate with human agenda. We will not give up our focus. Won't give up our passion. Won't live for gold and silver. Won't live for gold and silver, but for you alone. Because the light of your covenant, your precious word, the revelation of your divine truth, to continually increase, continually explode over this ministry. Cause doors to open to us in our communities, in cities, in families, in nations. Cause hearts to be open to the gospel as we speak it, as we teach it, as we proclaim it. Cause hearts to be open to the gospel. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we bless and we magnify your holy name. You alone are worthy to receive this praise. You alone are worthy to receive this glory. Oh, my God. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, our Father. Come on, Abundant Life, hear me. Bless the Lord. Come on. One more time, help me wherever you are, whether you are here in person or you are virtual. Help me bless the name of the Lord, Abundant Life. Come on, help me bless the name of the Lord, Abundant Life. Help me bless the name of the Lord, Abundant Life.